You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have a wonderful Church of the Week to celebrate today. We're going to chat with our friends at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio, the Reverend Warren Wirth, pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Pastor Wirth, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I know you were recently on Thy Strong Word, studying God's Word. Love to have you on as a guest pastor to study God's Word. We also love to have you on the Coffee Hour to chat about what's going on at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold as well. Fun things coming up in the near future with this whole season of BRRRS, October, November, December. Yes, you know, it's the end of the year. So all those good things coming up in that year, celebrating at our Church of the Week. And it's also election week. Election week. What does that mean for you and the saints at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church?
Well, God has made us citizens of two kingdoms, right? As by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, we're members of the heavenly kingdom, but we're also here in this world and participate in this earthly kingdom and have the right and privilege as citizens of the United States to be salt and light, to be responsible Christian citizens and vote. And some can even run for office. And we would simply encourage our fellow Christians to be well-informed. And especially on life issues, you know, we would like to encourage people to very carefully scrutinize candidates and amendment issues and things like that and vote pro-life.
Absolutely. It's very good to be an informed voter. Do your research. I know it's work, but do your research. As a citizen, all good stuff. So Good Shepherd is celebrating 55 years. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. What's coming up for that? That anniversary is very soon.
It is. We're celebrating it on Sunday, November the 10th. And we have the special worship service and a meal. And the speaker that day is SMP Vicar Tim Good. Tim Good and his family had been members of Good Shepherd for a number of years. He, when he was in the St. Louis area, was superintendent of the U.S. Grant Historical Home and so forth. And then he got moved to Springfield, Illinois, where he's with the Lincoln Home. And he's quite a scholar. He's a wonderful man and a solid Christian. And after he went to Springfield, decided to enter the SMP program. So he's currently an SMP vicar, and we thought, well, we'll ask him to come back and be our speaker. So we're looking forward to having him and his wife, Cindy, and their kids join us for worship that day. And we invite any listeners who are in the St. Louis area on November 10th to join us as well. For the meal, we do need to know ahead of time. We told people November 3rd was the cutoff date. But if you're listening today, November 4th, and you call right away, we could probably still squeeze you in. So that's November 10th, the worship service at 9 a.m., the meal to follow. So we hope people will join us on that day. And we're going to have special recognition for some of our charter members, as well as some of our long-term members. And we recently had a newer member welcome event, so we don't want to leave anybody out.
All the members, charter members, new members. That's fantastic. Sunday mornings, what do Sunday mornings look like at Good Shepherd?
Well, 9 o'clock is our usual worship time. And of course, we're liturgical. And right out of the hymnal, we use those great worship services and hymns and preach the word of God. And at 10:30, we have our Bible class. And so we invite anyone, again, who's in the area to join us for worship as well as for Bible class so that together we receive God's gifts through word and sacrament and grow in faith and love.
Now, where is Good Shepherd located if people want to join you on a Sunday morning?
Okay. Good Shepherd is at 2211 Tenbrook Road in Arnold. So if you're familiar with the area, we're about a quarter mile from the Fox School campus. So Jeffco Boulevard and Tenbrook intersect there by the entrance to the Fox School campus. So just up the hill and on the top of the hill. So we invite people to join us there. You can also find us on the web. This is www.goodshepherdarnold.org.
And we'll put that link in the show notes too, so people can find out more about Good Shepherd. Now, this week is Church of the Week for Good Shepherd. Why is it important for you and for your congregation to partner with KFUO in this way?
Well, because we share that same wonderful gospel message, you know, Christ for you anytime, anywhere. The KFUO has been the gospel voice in St. Louis. And so we also share that same good news about Jesus Christ and his word that gives us life by grace through faith in Jesus who died for us and rose again. And that's so wonderful that we can have that partnership and share that same gospel with people. I'm going to just read a couple of quick Bible verses that kind of say why this is important to us. You know, in Paul's letter to the Colossians, you know, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And, you know, I think part of letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly is that you meditate on it, not just on Sunday morning for an hour, but all through the week. And certainly we encourage all of our members to be involved in home devotions and family altar and Bible study at church during the week and so forth. But, you know, if you're listening to KFUO, you get fed that rich gospel word day after day, any time of the day or night. People can tune in, whether over the radio waves or online. And likewise, you know, in Deuteronomy, when the Lord says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. And again, listening to KFUO enables people to do that in a new way in our day and age. You can be listening with your family. You can be listening when you're traveling in the car, commuting, taking your kids to school or to soccer practice. And it gives you the opportunity then to talk about what you hear. You know, I think it's wonderful that when you tune into KFUO at certain hours of the day, you're going to hear the catechism recited, you know? And isn't that wonderful to be able to go through the Ten Commandments and the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer with your family, with your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who are listening at that very same moment? I just find all of that enriching. And of course, the Bible studies and the hymnody that gets played. There's just so many wonderful things there that KFUO offers that allow our members to have the faith that they have impressed upon their hearts on Sunday morning reinforced the rest of the week. Mm. So it's great. And through the years, we've had people who were not Lutheran who have come to our church after hearing KFUO and wanting to find out more. Sometimes, you know, they start thinking, I don't agree with what I hear. And they say, well, you know, it is in the Bible. And you know, pretty soon they want to learn more and they take catechesis and join. So yeah, so there's that evangelism outreach as well as just a reinforcing of the faith that we teach day in and day out at Good Shepherd.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are grateful for your partnership. And we are grateful that you have some fun things, some great things coming up this season with Advent right around the corner as well. Veterans Day as well. I know you have a number of events. So what's on the calendar for Good Shepherd over the next month or so?
Okay. Yeah. Arnold, Missouri is celebrating Veterans Day on Friday, November 8th, which is when they always have the Veterans Day parade on the Friday of that Veterans Day weekend. And so the parade begins on our parking lot at 11 a.m., but we invite people to come earlier, like 10 o'clock, when they're lining the parade up, and then we serve coffee and cocoa and donuts and so forth. And it's really a great opportunity. Our members love to do this, to host all the veterans and their families who come, and to hear their stories, to listen to the stories of those who have served and give us an opportunity to thank them and honor them and just share some time with them. And it's just a great service opportunity for us. So then the parade actually begins at 11. They march down the hill from our parking lot to Fox School. And the Fox School also has a celebration to honor them as well. They serve them lunch and have a gathering. The band plays and the kids come out and cheer, and it's a great time. So sometimes the weather's a little chilly, but so be prepared in case it is. But it's a great time, and you're invited to join us too, whether a veteran or not. Yeah, you're certainly invited to join us there on Friday, November 8th, 10 a.m. is when we'll start serving coffee and donuts, and 11 is when the parade begins. Other things going on in the month of November. Let's see, we've got Thanksgiving, of course, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fourth Thursday. That'd be November 28th this year. We have a worship service at 10, and we invite those who are in the area to worship on Thanksgiving Day. Give thanks to the Lord who gives us all good things. And then Advent is coming up right after that, right?
So soon.
First Sunday of Advent is December the 1st. Of course, we have our regular services then, and we have special services on the Wednesdays of Advent, which would be December 4, 11, and 18. Those are at 7 p.m., so usually we use Vespers. Join us for all of those worship times. We'd love to have you join us for any or all of those. Also, then our LWML has a fall festival, which has now become the cookie parade. So it used to be earlier in the fall, but now they have it in the first Saturday of December. And that will be when they have cookies and home-baked goods and crafts. We have some women who do some wonderful knitting and crocheting, and just there's a lot of good cookies. So people come and they stock up for their holiday parties to have lots and lots of cookies and baked goods. Mm. My wife makes a braided coffee cake every year, makes several of those, and people look forward to her baking as well. So join us for any or all of those. That would be from 9 to noon on that first Saturday of December.
That sounds like an event we need to broadcast live from. Or just eat lots of cookies. That sounds great. And I love, it's craft season, I suppose. Craft fair season in the church year. So I love that. Speaking of seasons, what about Christmas? Christmas is also not that far away. What are Christmas services like?
We have a service on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The Christmas Eve service, I need to meet with the elders again to see the exact time. It's usually late afternoon, like 4:30 or 5, with older people. Sometimes they prefer the earlier time because it gets too late and dark. Some of them don't drive later. So it's a late afternoon service time for Christmas Eve. Christmas Day is at 10 a.m. each year, and we look forward to celebrating the nativity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, who is our good shepherd who came to seek and to save the lost.
Amen. All right. Where can we find more information about these upcoming events and what's going on Sundays at Good Shepherd?
Again, once our website is www.goodshepherdarnold.org, or you can call the church 636-296-1292.
Pastor Warren Wirth of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri, our KFUO Church of the Week. Pastor Wirth, thanks so much for spending this time with us.
My pleasure.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.